On the KSRO live line is a man whose name you know, certainly. It's John Sebastiani. Among other things, he is the owner of the Sonoma Stompers Baseball Club. Good morning, John.
Good morning.
Good to have you here with us. Of course, John is the founder of Crave Jerky, sold to Hershey for a tidy sum. He's also behind the brands Dang and one of my favorites, Smashmallow Foods. Very delicious. And then you bought the Sonoma Stompers. Is that kind of a pet project for you, John?
Well, you know what? It's more of a project for the community. The opportunity came my way about a year ago, and obviously I'm a baseball lover at heart and an avid Giants fan.
Yeah.
But the deeper I looked into the community, this was one of the rare areas of Sonoma County that still offers good, affordable, wholesome family fun. I mean, we're a county rich with wineries and great restaurants, but in terms of just real good sports fun for the whole family, the Stompers meant a lot to this community. And so this was, really an opportunity to keep the team in this town and to do what we can to build more awareness and build more entertainment around this great team.
Well, you've certainly done that, John. I mean, the Stompers have sort of a reputation at this point for great promotional events. I mean, you had the first female players last season. Jose Canseco has appeared on the club. And now Aisha Curry, one half of really the it couple in sports in Bay Area and in apparently food too.
Absolutely. One of our brands is a superfood souping, which is this great effort to bridge these fresh fruit juices with a much better for you kind of superfood vegetable soup. And when I started the company about a year ago, we had an opportunity to sit down with Aisha Curry, and we were well aware of her as obviously her husband is on the Warriors. But what was unique about Aisha is she's a busy mom on the go. She has two children. She had just had Ryan, her second child. And she's a self-proclaimed foodie. She is a chef. She's a cookbook author. She's just launched her second season on the TV Food Network. And this was a product that really fit into her lifestyle. And we felt that she really embodied the consumer that would find Zupanoma an attractive product. So, you know, the long and short of it is that she became a partner of mine in this company, and together we have been promoting it over the last year. It's only 1 year old, and this Tuesday, we've been able to bridge and unite these two businesses, the Sonoma Stompers, as we celebrate Zupanoma Night.
And Zupanoma.
Zupanoma. Yeah. Noma is, as we all from Sonoma County know, Noma is our slang word for where we live. And she will be on hand to sign autographs, and she's going to throw out the first pitch, and she's going to mingle with our fans and talk about Zupanoma and how she uses it.
Well, it's going to be an interesting night. I've been to a Stompers game or two, and it's always an interesting event. Quite different than most other baseball games you go to, whether it's a minor league team or a major league team. Food is good, the wine is good, and you get waited on, too.
Absolutely. It's a block and a half off the Sonoma Plaza, so it's a great way to enjoy an afternoon. Tuesday will be Farmers Market on the plaza, plus the Stompers game. It's going to be a lovely night.
Well, it sounds like a good time, and I'm sure that a lot of people will want to come out and see Aisha Curry and the Stompers, which, by the way, congratulations on a very winning record so far this season. I wish the Giants could say the same, John.
Well, thank you very much. I do, too. I don't want it to just be the Stompers, but we just ended the first half last night. We set the record for the league with the best record ever logged for one half season. And on Saturday night, Stacy Pagano won. It was the first female win in a men's professional baseball league in years, in over 60 years. So it's a very exciting season so far. These players on the Stompers are just tremendous athletes.
Well, it's a great event to be able to go to in Sonoma County. And what does it cost to get into a Stompers game, John?
It's a very affordable $10 a ticket.
$10 a ticket. All right. Well, Aisha Curry will be there tomorrow with her Zupanoma, right?
Zupanoma. Yes. And if anybody
Zupanoma
wants to check out the website, it's drinkzupa.com.
All right, John, we will be looking for that and anxious to see what other promotions the Stompers are going to have coming up later this season.
Add, if you miss Tuesday night, Friday night, we are celebrating Vernon Davis night. So we're inviting our good friend Vernon Davis back to the Bay Area, and he's going to be on hand Friday night, also mingling with the crowd and throwing out the first pitch and just being a part of our community.
All right. Well, that is what the Stompers are about. John, thanks so much for being with us this morning.
Have a terrific day.
That's John Sebastiani, owner of the Sonoma Stompers Baseball Club.